Talk4Radio.com.
Join me, Rebecca Christensen-Mapston, in real time for real topics on Real Talk with Rebecca on 4Radio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
This is 4Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. Welcome to our new show, The Dynamic Duo, a pair of national heroes, Tanya Brown and Elizabeth Rebus. Ladies, anchors away.
Excited to be here. This is Elizabeth Rebus, and I just want to start off by thanking all of our sponsors. And there is a long list of people that are making this possible this evening. So welcome and thank you. First off, I just want to say thank you to Maria DiGiovanni, our executive producer for Living Royal Productions. We can't do this without her, and she is awesome. Also, I'd like to thank American Hat Company, Ambassador Pageants for Living Royal Productions, Modern American Dentistry, and the Ambassador Program. So let's jump right in, and I would love to introduce my co-host, Tanya Brown. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So excited to be here with you, Elizabeth. For the people who are tuning in, I'm the youngest sister of the late Nicole Brown Simpson. And as you can imagine, it never goes away. In fact, I just did a TMZ interview today. So get ready. There's going to be a lot of stuff happening. But anytime that something happens in the news, we, you, the listeners, leverage that. If you have a story. That's what Elizabeth and I want to do for our community, for your community. Things that are happening in your area, share with us so then we can give tools, resources that may be able to help you. So I'm excited. Elizabeth, you have been my mentor through graduate school, through my bachelor program. So to tell you the truth, I'm very honored to do this with you.
Thank you so much. And we've known each other for I don't know how many years. We go way back. But I think it's important that our listeners, and also thank you to our listeners, of course.
Yes.
Please, I want to know more about you, where you come from, what your background is. I think it's important to educate our listeners on who we are and why we're doing this.
Yes, absolutely, because everybody's different. And what may, you know, that's one thing that we've learned in our graduate program is multiculturalism. We're not the same. Everybody's different. Everybody has a heritage. Everybody comes from a different background. So please, we want to be sensitive to that. And if we are not educated in it, please educate us. We are very open to, you know, constructive criticism. Then we're basically here for you.
So tell us about your background, Tanya. Where'd you go to school? Why are you doing this? And what is your passion?
Oh, where did I go to school? You really need to bring out my PTSD, didn't you? Well, to tell you the truth, I just spoke about this. I'm a huge advocate in our education system, especially now and today. Elizabeth, as you know, I'm in the world of recovery and behavioral health, mental health, helping families and kids find peace amid their chaos and help people find their purpose and their passion so they don't fall astray or get into isolation, which is so easy to do in this day and age. So after high school, I went to I was a C student, like, and I worked really hard for those C's. I wasn't a great student, but I studied. I was disciplined. I was dedicated. And, you know, families, you know, it's like that's what you do. You go to high school, you go to college. Well, I decided to take about a year off before I headed out from Dana Hills High School to Saddleback Community College. And I was getting D's and F's. And I said, why in the world am I getting D's and F's? This is not me. It's not. So I listened. I was very mindful. I was very self-aware. So I took a break. I figure, hey, Dad, Mom, I'm obviously not ready for this. And there was no pressure. And in today's day and age, you know, the kids today have so much pressure. In fact, the Corona Del Mar High School here in Southern California posted something on Facebook about the pressures that kids are facing today. My parents never, ever imposed any pressure. In fact, I think trade school was influence. Because my mom's German, and so in Europe, people focus more on the trade schools than they do the university or Universität, as they say in Europe. Mm-hmm. So I listened to that. I'm like, okay, I'm not a D, C, I'm not a D or a student. Took time off, went to Orange Coast College, took all my grief and my pain to UC San Diego. And when I talk about grief and pain, it's not Nicole. I had to bury 6 friends of mine in high school. And back then, we didn't have the counselors and first responders that kids have today. So as a teenager, being raised in a World War II home, basically, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and carry on. So basically, I played out my life with the cards that I was dealt. So we always think that the grass is greener. Oh, if I go to San Diego, hold 2 full-time jobs and go to UC San Diego, I'll be fine and happy. Well, guess what? I fainted my first day of school. And at UC San Diego, that's when my suicidal ideation started creeping in, because I had unresolved pain and unresolved grief and unresolved anxiety and stress, stuff that I suppressed. And it wasn't ready to show its ugly self, but it was slowly seeping out. And on New Year's Eve, my sister calls me up, and Nicole calls me up and says, you know, I hear you're having a hard time at the school. She goes, tell me about it. And I said, Nick, I worked really hard to get into this school, but I don't know what the hell's happening with me. I don't know. I'm having a hard time. And she said this to me, Elizabeth, and I want all you listeners to really grab hold of this, because this is 20, what, no, I don't even know. I'm bad at math. I went to Dana Hills. She said this to me, because we all have that hamster in our head that doesn't stop sometimes. It just keeps going and going. The why me? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I call? We all have that hamster. She says this to me. Delete the need to understand everything. We don't need to understand everything. Some things just are. Isn't that simple?
Wow. Yeah.
It's so simple. And so I give you permission, I give the listeners permission to share that, because we need to bring back the simplicity of life. And it was Nicole's therapist that told her that quote, and I carry that with me wherever I go. So fast forward, we all know what happened to Nick and OJ. It's like I don't need to go into that. But I had a trigger, and the trigger was the cancellation of my wedding. So I am a big proponent of educating people on triggers. It's very important, because you don't know what it is, you don't know when it will come, but you know it is, and it could happen 20 years down the road, 30 years, 2 seconds, 10 minutes, you never know. And
right.
Mine came, and I attempted a suicide, and that's what brought me to do what I'm doing today. I was back in 2012, I was caregiving for my dad, going through graduate school at the same time, writing a book. But at the same time, Facebook wasn't what it is today. So here I'm reading Jody Barber. I'm reading who we'll have on the show. Jody's reading, you know, she's I call her my little Orange County drug awareness warrior mama. Don't mess with her. She's like 5'4", and she's a firecracker. And I'm reading these horrific stories of suicide and depression and anxiety, not with people who have lived a lifetime. We're talking kids. We're talking youth. We're talking
right.
young adolescents. And here I am sitting on this story. And that's when I got the courage to say, Jody, I need to share my story, and I'm ready for it. And since then, Rick Warren, I heard Rick Warren say one time from Saddleback Church, he said, God does not want you to waste a hurt. And I'm not going to waste a hurt. And Elizabeth,
yeah.
I know you run into this, and I know our producer runs into this, Maria, that, you know, people always say, well, I can't do what you do. I can't public speak. I can't. I always say this, then share your story with me or with us. So then when we meet somebody who's gone through the same thing, we can share how you went through it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to, Tanya, if you could do me a favor and repeat what Nicole told you again. I think those words are so valuable. And I think, could you please just repeat that for our listeners?
Yeah, it's delete the need to understand. Wait, delete the need to understand everything. We don't need to understand everything. Some things just are. It's kind of
goes
side and side with like the Serenity Prayer, right? It's like
right.
It coincides with it. So, you know, and that's really what I think our goal here with this radio show, Elizabeth, is to encourage people to share their stories, share their pain, share their struggles. You know, there's no judgment. We come to this network with no judgment. We are here
right.
to help you. Yeah.
Right. That's awesome. And thank you for sharing and being so courageous and sharing your story. I just want to give a little bit of background on myself. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I work at a nonprofit called A Quarter Blue Trauma Recovery Center, and I also work in private practice. And you hit on so many different things in regards to what this generation is dealing with day to day, and I can't tell you how many adolescents I have in my practice, and it's a lot of the same issues about pressure, about not feeling good about, I can't believe our girls have no self-esteem. They look
None.
In the mirror and they don't love themselves, and they think they're fat and they think they're ugly, and just the messages that are being given to them is just so concerning. And we really need to do a better job as a community to give our youth power and empowerment and love. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's the most simplest thing, love, to love one another. And I see so many times when just a kid just needs to have someone tell them, hang in there, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And so we're really missing that.
You know,
so what are your thoughts?
We as a society are so quick to point the finger at what everybody does wrong.
Right.
Oh, you can't do, you know, you didn't do this right. You didn't make your bed. I didn't make my bed today. I think this was like the first time in like years that I didn't make my bed. But it's like, you don't make your bed, clean out, you don't empty out the dishwasher, you don't help with chores. You know, it's start lifting your kids up, start lifting your partners up, start lifting your employers or your employees up, your friends up. You know, we need to really create that culture of safety and accolades. And gosh, you know what? I know you're going through a really hard time, but I really appreciate the fact that you took 5 minutes to give me a call to get that project done. Or, honey, I know that you're so busy in school with all your projects and tests. Thank you so much for taking the trash out. How easy is that?
Right. And I think even with social media, I think social media is wonderful and it's awful at the same time.
Yeah,
because
I
hear so many kids tell me, well, my mom's always on her cell phone. Dad's always on his cell phone. the kids are on their cell phone, mm-hmm. and there's no unity
connection.
Anymore. Yeah, exactly, connection.
There is a commercial out right now, and I do a Facebook Live every Monday morning at Community Outreach Alliance, and there is a commercial out right now, and we actually were talking about this morning, where you see the mom on her cell phone, you see the dad with the iPad sitting on the couch, and then in the background, like in a shaded visual, you see the baby and the baby in the like the playpen kind of thing. Mm. And I look at the baby, I'm just like, oh my, now I don't have children. It was good birth control growing up in the brown house, so I've had my fair share without actually having them. But I just look at this poor little thing, and all he wants is mom and dad's attention. And, you know, and then I was also talking about, you know, with the SUVs. When the SUVs started coming out and they put the TV in the back of the headrest, oh, my God,
right.
Nothing infuriates me more.
Right.
What more of a perfect time to get to know your kids in a car?
Right.
No music.
Yeah.
No movie. No distractions. And, you know, go further. I mean, Elizabeth, you're a mom. You're a licensed therapist. Nothing bugs me more when parents say, hey, how was your day? Well, if you have a boy, you're going to get one word, fine. Because that's how boys are.
Yes.
Right? That's how boys are. But ask really detailed questions. Who made you smile today? What made you feel good? What did your teacher, you know, say to you today that maybe, you know, made you more motivated? Go into greater detail with your kids, not just like, oh, fine. Because
right.
there are signs happening underneath your nose that you're not aware of.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of
and
school.
And it's a scary world.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about us and how we met and how we came to where we are today.
Well, I'll tell you, I never would have gone through graduate school if I didn't know you. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Elizabeth into my life. Both of us, we went to Argosy University, and, you know, I've gone through my trauma, you've gone through your chaos, and together we met at Argosy University. Was it in our bachelor's also? Or was it just graduate school? I can't even remember. I think it was bachelor's too.
Yeah, because I did both of mine there, so yes.
Yeah, so it was both. And our paths crossed in the elevator. You were coming out, I was going in, and that's where we really connected was in that. I don't know if you remember that, but I remember that so distinctively. And from that, I don't know, I respect you as a mom, a human being, a therapist, a wife. You are a pretty magnificent lady. You really are a true role model of just an exemplary citizen. You really are.
Thank you.
And I mean that. Yeah.
Thank you. But so, I remember all the events we would see each other at Crime Survivors events.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, we go way, way past that. And your book signing and all of those things. And, you know.
Oh, my God, I forgot about my book signing at the house. That's right.
Yes, yes. And I think, you know, creating this platform for our listeners is so important because, and, you know, I just want to say to you what an incredible person you are. And you are so giving of yourself. You're always helping someone and you're always available. And that is such a unique quality to have. And you have a special place in my heart because of who you are and what you're able to do. And I just want to say thank you. And I think having this platform for our listeners, we're going to be talking about so many topics such as domestic violence, sexual abuse, what's happening in our society, the laws that are changing, just so many different topics. And we're going to bring on special guests for our listeners. So if there's something or someone that you would really like to hear from,
yeah.
let us know. We'd love to get them on our show and interview them and just give you access to these people. Because I think, you know, I mean, between Tanya and I, we're just we can sit here for hours and talk about all the things that we have in our brains, but I think that we need to share this platform, and like I said, we're here for you. We want you to be able share this link, you know, in the future. If you think it's valuable, share it with your friends, share it with your family. And today, you know, obviously we're launching the show today, but in the future we're going to have some really dynamic people just like us, a dynamic duo, right?
That's right. I mean, how perfect. That was such a casual conversation. I was like, Elizabeth, we're like the dynamic duo. And that's how it came about. But I liked what you said. We are here for the listeners. So we can bring in, you know, different experts and, you know, people who have gone through tragedies, trauma, and have, like, overcome adversity. But really, we are here for you, the listener. And if there is something that you want us to cover, we will find an expert to cover that if we can't do it by ourselves. But we really are here for you. What are those topics? What are those subjects? Who would you like to hear from? So when Elizabeth and I really say we are here for you, we are here for you. This is not about us. So
correct.
Let us know what your needs are, whether it's for you, your loved one, your kids, your teacher, your professor, whatever that is. We are here for you. Just let us know. Do not be shy. That's why we started this.
Yes. And I think that's a great point. Like I said before, we have so much knowledge and we have access to a lot of different people that we can bring on the show. And Tanya, one of the things that I've been thinking about too is giving details about your books and the projects that you're working on for the future, I think are really important things to discuss as well.
Yeah, thank you for that. As you, so, you know, I've been a caregiver for 8 years, and I call myself like a professional student, maybe because I love to learn and I was avoiding life, who knows, but now I have this graduate degree, all this life experience, and I'm just sitting on it. And so I was a caregiver for my dad for 8 years, and my mom at the same time was going through stage 3C breast cancer, so she was going radiation and chemo, going through graduate school, writing a book, getting bit by a dog because he's not getting enough attention. I was like, Calgon, take me away, right?
Right.
And so now, and then I was in hospice for 2 years, and I just recently resigned from that company. And, you know, I called it my get well job. After when Daddy died, we had this agency, and it was amazing. And participated on the community outreach and education on what hospice is and caregiver stress management, because honestly, if you're a caregiver, let's talk about that too, because that's huge. The silver tsunami is here. It's not right around the corner. If you don't know what the silver tsunami is, read up about it. It's the baby boomers. It's right here. And I was that sandwich generation, the kid who was taking care of the parents, but yet I had to work and go to school and do all of it. So how do you manage all of it? And, so it was a lot. And so here I decided, okay, I'm taking a leap of faith. So I'm doing workshops on the 24th. I'm doing a workshop in Newport Beach at Visions and Dreams. It's Awakenings, basically, in Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area. Then March 8th, I'm doing a domestic violence workshop at the Murray Center in Mission Viejo. It's the senior community center. I'll be walking through the 7 characters of abuse, which is the book that I wrote. Awakenings is based on finding peace amid the chaos. Like, life sucks. What do I do right now as I'm sitting in traffic?
Right.
It's like everyday stuff. And then I have another one at Awakenings in Laguna Hills. I can't remember the date on the top of my head. But if you go to my website, TanyaBrown.net, scroll all the way to the bottom on the homepage, you'll see the different workshops. But so many people, Elizabeth, what we really need to take advantage of is that so many people can't attend face-to-face therapy, face-to-face counseling, because I do counseling and coaching. You do the therapy, counseling, and coaching. You wear pretty much everything. But so many people need to hear what we are able to offer, and we need to leverage the technology that is available to us.
Absolutely.
So that's another thing. Listeners, if there is a topic that you want us to bring to your community, let us know. We can create a program, create some sort of course or class, or, you know, have Elizabeth do therapy. I can bring in your coaching, whatever that is. Let's just start healing you, healing your family, healing your community. And it's not going to be done overnight. This stuff is hard.
Right.
But it can be done. I didn't do it alone. It can be
done. Well, we are, yes, absolutely. We're coming down to the end of our show, and it went by so quickly.
I know.
Tanya, tell me your Facebook page again for our listeners.
So my Facebook page is Tanya Brown. But if you go, I'm trying to build up my speaker page. So it's Tanya Brown Speaker, no spaces, TanyaBrown Speaker. And my website is TanyaBrown.net. How about
awesome.
You, Elizabeth? Share yours,
well,
sister.
My Facebook page is my name, Elizabeth Rivas, M-A. So please find us, send us private messages, post on our Facebook pages. And we look forward to seeing you next week, next Monday at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for your time. Tanya, take it away.
What do I say? Thrive alive, everyone. Thrive alive.
Say good night.
Yeah, good night. Find peace amid your daily chaos. That's all we're here to serve.
Awesome. Thank you, Tanya.
Good night,
love
everyone.
You.
Love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted, to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at manupcrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
4radio.com.